gospel passage for this morning comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, and I'll be reading verses 35 through 41. Listen now for God's holy word. The next day, John the Baptist was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, "What are you looking for?" And they said to him, "Rabbi, where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and see." And they came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two who had heard John speak and who had followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated anointed. He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas," which translated is Peter. The word of the Lord. The grass withers and the flowers may fade, but this, the word of the Lord, remains and abides forever. Thanks be to God, and let all God's people say, Amen. Our passage for this morning takes place in the setting where Jesus had been baptized. The setting is what scholars call the Transjordan, the land, the wilderness, across and beyond the Jordan River. It was there, we are told by the Gospels, across from the town of Bethany, not too far from the city of Jerusalem, that John the Baptist had been doing his work of baptizing people and preaching. Now, in our understanding of the itinerary of Jesus' travels, three of our Gospels depict Jesus coming down to this area, the Transjordan, to be baptized. And then, after a time there in the wilderness, retreating back north to the region of Israel that was called Galilee, the region of small towns around the Sea of Galilee, where Jesus himself had grown up and where his public ministry of healing and casting out demons and teaching would begin. But here, in the Gospel of John, we hear a few stories of Jesus' time there in the wilderness by the Jordan River after his baptism and before he returned to Galilee. John's Gospel tells us that on a certain day, John the Baptist was with two of his disciples, John's disciples, and they saw Jesus walking by, and John declared, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." Now, this story is interesting for several reasons, but first, it's interesting just for the fact that John the Baptist has disciples. For many of us, when we think about John the Baptist, we just think about the guy who baptizes Jesus in the Jordan River. But here, we are reminded about something else about John, that he had his own disciples. What is a disciple? What does that word mean? Well, it's a word that means a student or a follower or a pupil. When we hear that word, we usually think about Jesus' disciples, the 12 disciples who followed him, the group of other disciples beyond the 12 who followed Jesus. And we think about ourselves as we too are followers, disciples of Jesus. But here we are reminded that John the Baptist, he had disciples, pupils, people who came out to the wilderness to be baptized, but then who stuck around. They stuck around and they studied with John the Baptist. They didn't go immediately back to their daily lives, but they were baptized and they stayed there in the Transjordan. They had a baptism, but then they had a sense that they needed something more, more learning, more education, more direction. They had a sense that they needed more. In our story for today, two of these disciples who had been baptized and then had stuck around, they are directed to follow Jesus. And they do. They follow him. And when Jesus sees that they are following him, he turns to them and he asks them a question. He says, "What are you looking for?" When we first hear this interaction between Jesus and these two followers, I think it might sound stark and strange. Jesus turns to these two people following him, and he stops in his tracks, and he asks them this really piercing, direct question. What are you looking for? It's a good question. It's a good question considering the situation that these two men are in who are following and speaking to Jesus. They are out in the wilderness, hanging out with John the Baptist, who is a bit of a crazy prophet. He's out baptizing people and preaching to the crowds. These two men whom Jesus asks, "What are you looking for?" They have presumably left everything behind in their lives, their homes, their friends and family, their jobs or their trades. They have left everything behind to go out into the wilderness. Perhaps they were poor and they were homeless before they left, or perhaps they were comfortable and wealthy to begin with. But whatever the case, something inside of them motivated them to go looking for something else, something more. And so Jesus turns and inquires with words that pierce straight to the soul. Jesus asks, "What are you looking for?" These two disciples, they were probably asking themselves that same question. What are we looking for? They were probably asking that same thing, for isn't it the case that the human heart doesn't always know what it wants or what it needs, and yet sometimes God puts a restlessness in us to say, look and search and seek. In the Gospel of Luke, Jesus encourages his disciples to quest in this way. He tells them, seek and you shall find. Ask and it shall be given. Knock and to you the door shall be opened. In Luke, this series of invitations from Jesus is followed by a teaching that God is like a good parent. That when we, God's children, ask for some good things, God responds with good and appropriate gifts. People of God, it is a spiritual truth that we learn in the gospel that those who go seeking for God, those who go out looking for God, they will find God. For God is a God who wants to be found. God is a God who wants to be known. Jesus turns and he says to these two would-be disciples, "What are you looking for?" This pandemic in which we have been experiencing has brought into our lives great change and great upheaval. Upheaval is difficult, but whether it is welcomed or unwelcomed, upheaval brings with it certain opportunity. For all of us, this pandemic has interrupted our normal ways of life. It has changed the ways that we have interacted with friends, family, our church community, our co-workers, our teachers and our fellow students, our neighbors, and nearly everything in the world around us. For this reason, more than ever, we share in common with those two disciples who went following after Jesus in the wilderness. We share a feeling of being displaced, unsure what the future will bring. We share with them a feeling of upheaval and displacement. In this time of displacement, we have an opportunity to hear Jesus' question more clearly. As we look ahead to a time when the pandemic will end, as there is a glimmer of hope that one day the scourge of this virus will be overcome, Jesus turns to us, to look us square in the face and to pierce deep into our souls. Jesus looks deep within our souls to ask us, what are you looking for? What are we looking for? Each of us in our own personal journeys of life, today, this morning, God invites us to pause and to take some time and to hear that question as an honest and a heartfelt question from our loving God. It is not an accusation. It is not full of demands or judgments. Instead, I believe it is grace-filled, a grace-filled and loving invitation. It is an invitation to meditate and to reflect. What is it that we are looking for? What is it that we most need? What is it that our longing hearts are longing for? What are we looking for? What are you looking for? This morning, I feel like God is inviting us to reflect and to meditate. And so for the next several minutes, I want to give us some silence or at least as much silence as is possible for you in the place where you are worshiping this morning. I realize if you have children with you, silence might be very difficult. But I'm going to give us some quiet time, at least from my end of things, to prayerfully commune with God on this question. What are you looking for? For 3 full minutes, I invite you to reach out to God in prayer. Reach out and allow God's Spirit to help you to respond in whatever way to God's invitation this morning. What are you looking for? I'll keep track of the time. We'll have 3 minutes. What are we looking for? Perhaps all that we want right now is for life to return to the normal that we knew before this pandemic. But perhaps you and I, perhaps we sense God calling us and inviting us in new directions, a new decision, a new set of priorities and hopes and dreams. Perhaps what we want is a new role in God's kingdom or in God's plans for this world. Perhaps what we want is to help build a community and a country that is more just and equitable and healthy. Perhaps what we want, with God's help, is to set aside some of the destructive habits or life practices that we had been trapped in before this chapter of our lives. Perhaps what we want is time and space and opportunity to truly grieve something that we have lost. Perhaps what we want is to find the support that we need to improve how we deal with a toxic relationship in our lives. Perhaps what we are looking for is a new pattern of life that is less stressful, less riddled with guilt, less anxious, more peaceful, and founded on our faith. Perhaps what we want is God's help to help us take the first step forward on a journey that has long been delayed. Perhaps what we feel is a desire to be more at peace and more at home with God. What am I looking for? Dear God, I am looking for new ways to reach more people with your love. What am I looking for? Dear God, I want to find time for rest and refreshment. What am I looking for? Dear God, I want to take better care of this body that you have given me. What am I looking for? Dear God, I want your help to root out the effects of systematic racism in this world. What am I looking for? Dear God, I want to be able to put my trust more in you. I want to be able to go to bed at night, remembering that all things are finally in your hands and that the next day I will have you with me to face the challenges that will come. People of God, in our scripture passage for today, Jesus asks his disciples, "What are you looking for?" And the answer that they give is not what I would have expected. We are reading this story from a gospel, and so when Jesus asks his disciples, "What are you looking for?" my expectation would be that their response would be something like, "We're looking for a savior. We're looking for the Messiah. We're looking for a king." Instead, these two disciples respond with a question of their own. They ask Jesus, "Where are you staying?" And at first, this might seem like a strange question. But when we consider the themes and the important ideas in the Gospel of John, we realize more clearly why this is their response. "Where are you staying, Jesus?" In John's Gospel, there is a focus on the theme of God coming to dwell with God's people. There is a theme of God finding rest in, or of God's people finding rest in God's abode, in God's shelter, and in God's care. In the Old Testament, God had promised to dwell with God's people. As it was put by the psalmists and the prophets, God had promised to be like a protective mother bird who stretches out God's wings to welcome God's children into the shelter of those wings. God's people, their desire, it was to dwell with God and for God to dwell with them. And so in the prologue of John's Gospel, he reminds us that the eternal Word of God became flesh to dwell among us. And so here, the disciples express a desire to see and to join Jesus in the shelter of his dwelling place. They ask Jesus, "Where are you staying?" because their desire is to be with Jesus and to dwell with God. When the disciples follow Jesus, this is what they want. And so they ask Jesus, "Where are you staying? Can we come and see? Can we stay with you, Lord? Can we reside and abide with you?" Jesus' response is to say, "Come and see." And they went and saw, and they dwelt with Jesus that day. People of God, Jesus invites us to come and to rest with him in God's care. People of God, what are we looking for? Finally and ultimately, the desire of the human heart is to know the assurance that God is with us, that God has room for us in the shelter of God's outstretched and protective wings. And so let us come and see, and let us dwell with our God. Amen.